So, you have a Star Wars prequel script for me.
Yes, sir, I do.
A surprise, to be sure, but a welcome one.
Okay, right off the bat, that sounded awesome, and I'm gonna steal it for the script.
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks.
So, what happens in the movie?
Well, I'd like to gear this one towards kids a lot more, you know?
Makes sense, that'll help us sell toys.
Exactly, so what I did was focus heavily on politics.
Oh, kids love politics.
Oh yeah, my kids will not shut up about politics.
Same here, they're like, Dad, can we go read some books on trade regulation? And I'm like, shut up and play with your Nintendo 64, you nerds.
Well, your kids are gonna love this movie, because a major part of it has to do with the taxation of trade routes to outlying star systems.
The taxation of trade routes to outlying star systems is tight.
Oh yeah, so anyway, the greedy Trade Federation blockades this planet Naboo in preparation for an invasion, right?
Okay.
So the Chancellor of the Republic is gonna send Obi-Wan Kenobi and his master Qui-Gon Jinn to negotiate with the Viceroy.
So Obi-Wan is an apprentice in this movie.
Well, in the opening text crawl, we're gonna call him a Jedi Knight, and at the end of the movie, we're gonna have a thing where he becomes a Jedi Knight.
Ah, the Jedi's so nice, they knighted him twice.
Exactly.
Hasn't he already said that Yoda is the one who trained him, though?
Yeah, whatever.
Fair enough. So is Obi-Wan, like, the main character in this thing?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So who's the main character?
I don't know.
Probably not important to know that anyway.
Anyway, so this bad guy Darth Sidious orders the Viceroy to kill the Jedi.
Oh, how are they gonna do that?
They're gonna gas them for about 15 seconds and then send some battle droids to shoot at them.
Oh, I like the sound of battle droids. Is it hard to destroy them?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really bad at their job, and the Jedi cut through them like butter.
They don't sound very threatening.
They won't be.
So what happens next?
Well, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are gonna use Force Speed to run super fast and escape.
Oh, Force Speed? I bet that's gonna come in handy later in the movie.
They will never use it again.
Oh, they won't. Okay.
And then they're gonna see that there's a droid army preparing to invade Naboo, so they're gonna be like, we have to go warn them.
So what do?
They sneak onto the droid ships.
They're gonna try to warn the Naboo of an invading army by flying in with the invading army?
That's right.
Huh.
And then they're gonna end up on Naboo and meet this creature, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, he's gonna be a fan favorite. He's like a giant lizard rabbit thing that says funny stuff.
What kind of funny stuff?
Like, oh, dis is gonna be messy, me no watching.
Okay.
And at another point, he's gonna be like, Yusa should follow me now, Okie Day.
I'm not sure I get it.
Well, trust me, people are gonna love Jar Jar.
If you say so.
He's also gonna be banished from his society.
Oh, being an outcast is actually pretty badass. What did he do?
He was too clumsy.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So anyway, he's gonna tag along with the Jedi for the rest of the movie.
How come?
Because.
That works.
And they're all gonna rescue Queen Amidala from a couple of droids and then escape through the blockade.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Wow.
So then they're gonna go to Tatooine and realize they need a new part for their ship.
Bummer.
And Jar Jar's gonna step in poo.
Are people gonna think that's funny?
Yeah, poop is hilarious.
Well, okay then.
So Qui-Gon is gonna try to buy the part he needs at one of the smaller shops he finds.
Do they have it?
Yeah, the flying bug sales says he has the only one in town.
Is he telling the truth?
I don't know. Qui-Gon's gonna take his word for it and not check anywhere else.
So Qui-Gon's gonna buy it.
Well, all he has is some credits that the guy doesn't want to accept.
So he's gonna look around town to see if anyone's willing to exchange the credits for other currency.
No, he's gonna set up an elaborate bet involving a boy and some kind of space race thing called pod racing.
Okay, this sounds overly complicated.
It's so you can sell video games.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
And this boy is actually Anakin Skywalker, aka Darth Vader.
Oh, very interesting, like a teenage Darth Vader.
No, like a teeny tiny little boy Darth Vader.
Oh, people want to see Darth Vader as a little boy, right?
Maybe.
Exciting stuff.
And he and Queen Amidala are gonna have kind of a mother-son dynamic going on.
Oh, that's cute.
And in the next movies, they're gonna bang.
What?
Anyway, so Qui-Gon senses that Anakin is strong with the Force, so he wants to get his midichlorian count.
Midichlorians?
Oh yeah, they're microscopic life forms that allow the host to detect the Force.
So now we're saying that to use the Force, you need to have a bunch of microscopic life forms in your blood?
That's right, and we're also gonna imply that midichlorians are what fathered Anakin.
We're implying that tiny life forms somehow banged Darth Vader's mom.
Something like that.
I guess that adds to his backstory.
So anyway, then they're gonna ditch Anakin's mom and go to Coruscant for a bunch of politics and meeting and talking and talking and talking and talking.
I hope that takes up a big chunk of the movie.
Oh yeah, a solid 30-40 minutes.
I love it.
And Qui-Gon is gonna explain to the Jedi Council that Anakin is special and needs to be trained, and they're gonna be like, nah.
How come?
They say he's too old and they sense fear in him and they all just feel really weird about it. So their plan is to just hope it all works out. Pretty much.
Huh.
Then the characters are gonna go back to Naboo. So what do they do with Anakin? They can't just bring a child to a war zone.
They're gonna bring a child to a war zone.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
And they have to pass the blockade again?
Nah, the blockade is gone now.
How come?
Because.
That works.
And then we're gonna have a grand finale with a whole lot of stuff going on.
Oh, what kind of stuff?
Well, this bad guy Darth Maul is gonna kill Qui-Gon.
Oh no.
And he's almost gonna kill Obi-Wan.
Oh, taking on two Jedis. I can't wait to see what this bad guy does in future movies.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's just gonna stand there while Obi-Wan does a bunch of acrobatics and cuts him in half.
Wow.
And then Anakin is gonna accidentally blow up the ship that's controlling all the droids.
Lucky kid.
Yeah, and he's gonna be like, now this is pod racing.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, cause he's like this. This is
pod racing.
But it's not pod racing, right?
No, it's not.
So why does he say that?
Because he's all excited. So he's like, this is pod racing.
Okay, so how does the movie end?
Well, then the Jedi are gonna agree to let Obi-Wan train Anakin.
Why?
Because Qui-Gon wanted that.
Right, but didn't they feel weird about it?
Yeah, they still do.
So what's changed?
Anakin blew up the ship, I guess?
Wasn't that an accident?
It was.
Huh.
So what do you think of the movie?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If people don't like this movie, I doubt we'll ever see any Star Wars prequels ever again.
Probably a good move.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch.
Let me know in the comment section what other movies I should make pitch meetings for.
We also have a lot of these on the channel, so check those out. You could also subscribe and like and all the stuff.
Thanks for watching and check back soon for a new pitch.